This is episode 36 of Ron's Update. Hey everyone, this is Ron. Just wanted to give you an update on this past week, which isn't over yet, but I thought I'd go ahead and give you one anyway. Sunday, which is the day my week starts, I ran with my daughter Laura out at Stone Mountain. We ran about 4 to 4.1 miles and got a training effect of about 3.6. We were shooting for a 3.8. But that worked out okay. Monday and Tuesday, it was rainy and nasty here in the Atlanta area, and it was also depressing days for me because on Monday I had to take my kitty to the vet and have him put to sleep. I'd had him for 15 years and he'd been a good kitty, but he just got sick and was losing weight, and I don't want to go into details, but that was the best thing for him, to have him put to sleep. But it was not really a traumatic experience for the whole family, but it was a sad experience, and it kind of ruined my first couple of days, and the rain and gloom didn't help. So Wednesday, I finally got out for a run, and I went out to Stone Mountain and ran on the trail slowly in the slush. I can't say slush, just mud. The snow and ice melted a week or two ago now. But it was a slow run, and I wasn't in the mood to run any faster, so I just chugged along and probably got in about 14-minute pace for 45 minutes. And didn't feel too bad. Felt like I had a good run, even though it was slow. Today, the sun finally came out, and it was a nice day, no wind. Yesterday, the wind was blowing pretty hard. That's why one of the reasons I ran on the trail. So today, I went out to Stone Mountain, and I just ran on the roads and got in probably close to 4 miles in 45 minutes. My Suunto went dead after about 1.87 miles, according to the foot pod. That was what went dead, was the foot pod. The battery went dead. So I just figured that was close enough to 4 miles to be called 4 miles. And I didn't really have a good run. I mean, for some reason I ached all over. I mean, it wasn't an ache like a sick ache. It was more like a muscle ache, tight feeling. Even though I stretched this morning, when I ran, I felt stiff as a board, and just, it wasn't really a good run. But I got it in anyway. I got 45 minutes in. But with my foot pod going dead, I don't know if my training effect was accurate or not. I believe, and I'm not sure about this, but I believe that the Suunto training effect is based on heart rate and time, and I don't think the distance plays into it. So if that's the case, I got a 2.8 in, and I was trying for a 3.8. And I only started limbering up, if you can call it limbering up, probably in the last quarter of a mile before I finished. But I did manage to get it in, and I'll try again another day this week and see if I can get my training effect that I was shooting for. I read in the manual on my Suunto, and it looks like if you're trying for a training effect, say 3.8, and it says 3.8 in 45 minutes, and you're not getting it, if you want to, you can just continue running until you get a 3.8, and that way you get the correct training effect. So I may try that in the future. If I'm going slower than what, I'll use 3.8 as an example again. If it says I should be getting a 3.8 training effect in 45 minutes and I get to a 3.2 in 45, then I'll just continue running until I get to a 3.8. Does that make sense? It seems to say that that's the way to go in the training manual T4, the Suunto T4. If I'm incorrect and somebody trains with a Suunto, let me know. I'd be glad to hear. Well, that's my update for today, and I may give you another one near the end of the week. This is Thursday, so I'm getting near the end of the week, I guess. Maybe I'll give you one on Saturday. So I'll see you later for now. Bye.